The World This Week. Politics.
The Japanese government lifted restrictions in the last remaining prefectures under lockdown. It also unveiled a second stimulus worth $1 trillion. Rodrigo Duterte, the president of the Philippines, said schools would not reopen until a vaccine for COVID-19 is available. That could mean a year or more of subpar education. Four policemen were sacked in Minneapolis after a black man died while being restrained during an arrest. Video showed one officer kneeling on George Floyd's neck to keep him on the ground. Protesters later clashed with police. The University of California, America's foremost public college system, said it would phase out the use of SAT scores when deciding whom to admit. A faculty task force had concluded that the tests were excellent predictors of academic success. But critics say they are unfair on those who cannot afford prepping courses. Days after he began a new term in office, Benjamin Netanyahu, the Prime Minister of Israel, stood trial on charges of bribery, fraud and breach of trust. He has denied wrongdoing and has called the justice system politically biased. Mr. Netanyahu also told members of his Likud party that extending Israeli sovereignty over parts of the occupied West Bank was a priority for his new government. America accused Russia of sending fighter jets to Libya to support Russian mercenaries fighting on behalf of Khalifa Haftar, a rebellious warlord. General Haftar launched an offensive on the capital Tripoli last year, but has been pushed back by forces aligned with the internationally recognized Government of National Accord, which is supported by Turkey. Authorities in Tanzania charged a comedian, Idris Sultan, after a video on social media showed him laughing at a photograph of the president, John Magufuli, in an oversized suit. Mr. Sultan was initially charged with bullying the president. In court, this was changed to using someone else's mobile phone SIM card. Electoral officials in Burundi declared the ruling party's candidate, Evariste Ndayishimiye, the winner in a presidential vote. Opposition parties say the election was rigged. Many dead people reportedly voted. More lockdown restrictions were eased in England. From mid-June, all shops will be allowed to reopen. Outdoor markets from June 1st. The government also announced a UK-wide quarantine on international arrivals from June 8th, including Britons returning from abroad. Ireland, which is in Britain's common travel area, is exempt.